Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. Bandwidth for Net at Night is brought to you by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. This is Net at Night with Amber MacArthur and Leo Laporte. Episode 8 for December 31st, 2006. Midnight is going round. Net at Night is recorded before a live audience on TalkShoe.com. Welcome and a good evening. It's 0200 Greenwich Mean Time, 9 o'clock on the East Coast, 6 p.m. on the West Coast of the United States. From California, I am Leo Laporte.
And I'm Amber MacArthur from Toronto, Canada.
And this is Net at Night, live on TalkShoe.com, our New Year's Eve edition. In fact, it is now officially 2007 in Brasilia. São Paulo and Rio de Janeiro. We're going to celebrate New Year's Eve in Buenos Aires in about an hour. As the sun, well, it's not really the sun that's going around. Something's going around. The midnight is going around. And, what is it? Midnight's going
around. Midnight's going around.
It's going around. Yeah, people are getting
That's going to be the name of this episode. I can tell already. It's going to say, the midnight is going around.
You just saved me a lot of trouble. Thank you.
I know I did. I could read your mind now, Leo.
You know where I get these titles from. Basically, anything. So you're going to be celebrating in a few hours. Amber has a tough decision ahead of her. She's got a fire roaring in the fireplace. She's got their favorite tunes on the stereo. She's relaxed. She could go out and party.
And someone broke into my car and took my car, so I can't leave.
Bastards.
The shop.
So she can't drive. She's got many invitations, of course, you might imagine, for New Year's Eve. But she's got to decide. And I think maybe we should ask people, should Amber stay in or go out tonight?
Yeah, you know what? I will take a poll because I do have to work tomorrow, but I'm feeling kind of lame staying in, but
no,
I'm very happy.
In,
so
stay in. This is our party right here. New Year's
I know.
Eve.
It's a good place for us to all geek out. Otherwise, I'd just go out and hang out in a corner somewhere.
So later at the end of the show, we want to sing Auld Lang Syne. So I think one of the things we need to do, you know how we at the end say goodnight from Net at Night. Well, we're going to ask everybody on the phone to sing the song with us. So I'm gonna give you the lyrics ahead of time so you'll all be ready. Are you ready? Write this down, will you? Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and Auld Lang Syne? For Auld Lang Syne, my dear, for Auld Lang Syne, we'll talk a cup of kindness yet for Auld Lang Syne. And surely you'll be your pint stop, and surely I'll be mine, and we'll talk a cup of kindness yet for Auld Lang Syne. We twa hae run about the breeze and pulled the gowans fine, but we've a wandered many a five. Can't keep doing this. People are going to think I've lost it completely.
Leo, how about a link?
A link? Sure. RobertBurns.org, ladies and gentlemen, because Auld Lang Syne is actually a Robert Burns poem. Many people know that, but many people may not. And if you go to RobertBurns.org, you'll find the words and even a karaoke version, which I think I probably could play.
Oh, I'm sure. So at the end of the show, instead of asking everybody when everybody gets on the line, we're all going to sing that together?
Yeah. What do you think?
That's a great idea.
Do you think that'd be fun?
Well, I do, especially because it will muzzle my voice.
You know, you said you were going to sing a happy birthday to somebody.
I know. That's a good point. I don't think I can actually sing happy birthday. I think I might have said maybe we were both going to sing together, but I know. I'm far away from you, Leo. I can get away with this now. Ace Roney's birthday, I don't know if it was today or in the past couple of days, but he emailed and asked if we could wish him happy birthday on this edition of Net at Night.
What's his name? Rice Aroni?
It's Rice Aroni. I can't figure out where that name came from. Mean parents. No, his name is Bryce. Bryce Roney.
You can't say it now.
It's Bryce Roney, Leo.
He is the San Francisco treat. And he said, how old is he? Did it say?
I don't think he said how old he was. He just he emailed and just said, you know, it would be fun for him to celebrate his birthday twice. And I hope that means that it was yesterday and not like maybe last January 3rd or something. I don't know when it was.
You know, we do have an honor program here. You may not, you know, lie about your birthday, right? But so we're going to sing Rice Aroni happy birthday. Is that the deal?
Bryce Roney. I guess maybe we should sing it at the end with everybody, Leo.
When we sing Auld Lang Syne, we could sing Happy Birthday at the end. They did a good job of singing me Happy Birthday. Remember that?
I know, Leo. I know. You know what? And the thing is I always forget your birthday. And the only reason I remember is if I go to Wikipedia.
You did. You forgot my birthday this year.
I know.
I got an email like 4 days later saying, oh, happy birthday. I forgot.
Oh, no.
Isn't that bad? No, I don't care. In fact, I really honestly couldn't care less.
From San Francisco comes.
I'm kind of like that too. Who's
right? A
Roni,
the San Francisco Rice, a Roni, the flavor can't be beat.
This is for you, Rice.
One handle boiling cooking ease.
A flavor that is sure to please.
Rice. Rice-a-Roni, the San Francisco treat. Rice-a-Roni, the delicious...
Is that really his name, Rice-a-Roni?
Leo, I can't say his name again. I'm just dying here.
I'm going to have to go back.
It's Bryce Roney.
Yeah, Rice-a-Roni. I heard her say Rice-a-Roni. So today what we're going to do, we're going to take a lot of calls because all you guys have never, you know, we're really bad about that. So we've got 16 calls already lined up. And what do we want? Your New Year's resolution and your pick for...
Your favorite web link.
Favorite web link for the year. And before we do that, let's help Amber. So she wants to do the top stories of 2006.
Yeah, top
on the
tech
web?
Stories. I think that most of them will be on the web, but there may be some tech stories as well.
You know, I'm honestly thinking that the big story, obviously, you know what it is, and I know what it is YouTube.
Yeah, that's the big one. I have that on the list.
Yeah.
YouTube being the big one. I also was thinking of possibly the battery recalls, because that was pretty big, and
that's
I know that's
big.
Oriented.
Yep.
I was thinking Wii Mania, because obviously the Nintendo Wii, of that being kind of a big story, although it's recent in terms of the gaming side of things.
I think the flop that was the PS3 is also a big story. If you're going to talk about Wii Mania, I mean, what happened to the PS3? That was a big flop arena.
That's a good one. Browser Wars, possibly, is a good one, because that's sort of the year of Firefox, IE,
Now, are you going to talk about things like Toronto going wireless? Because that's a big story. The Toronto Hydro's announcement, they're going to give away or offer wireless throughout Toronto.
Well, you know, because I'm working on City News International, it's...
that's not international, is it? Yeah.
Yeah. So,
here's a big Canadian story. AMD acquiring ATI.
Oh, that's good.
That's a big
one. That's a great one. That's really big.
I mean, certainly for Canada, ATI is a Canadian company. That's a big story. You know, I think it's boring, but you got to mention the HP spying scandal that brought down the chairwoman of the board, Patricia Dunn. And you probably need to mention the options backdating scandals, but those are business stories. I don't find them quite as interesting.
Yeah, they're not quite as interesting. Yeah. I think a lot of the web stories are definitely more interesting. I mean, actually, I'm just looking in the chat room right now, and people are mentioning Dig about that. Dig being a story of the year. I'm not sure if that's
I got one for you. This is an audio Daily Double. You ready? See if you recognize this.
I just the other day got internet was sent by my staff at 10 o'clock in the morning on Friday. I got it yesterday. Why? Because it got tangled up with all of these things that are going on the internet commercially. And again, the internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. And if you don't understand, those tubes can be filled. And if they're filled, when you put your message in, it gets in line. It's going to be delayed by anyone that puts into that tube enormous amounts of material. Enormous amounts of material.
I think that's a big story.
That is it. You know what's really hard is that I think with all of the web news, I mean, every day there's so much news, and I can only remember the past couple of months, and so we forget about those stories. That's
your problem. You live in the present. She definitely lives in the present. Yeah, I had to. You know how I did this is I went back through all the old Twit stories that we covered, and I will send you. I'm going to send it to you right now. The email that I sent out to the Twits, because we kind of covered this on Twit. And this will have all the stories that I dredged up, and we've covered most of them. You know, the beginning, it's kind of interesting because at the beginning of the year, one of the big questions was, is YouTube going to survive the lawsuits and the bandwidth bill, right? By the end of the year, it's YouTube's worth $2 billion.
Oh, it really was. And if you think about it, the biggest thing was the Saturday Night Live skit, Lazy Sunday. And that whole thing was happening with NBC and the lawsuits and what was going to happen. And then NBC was angry. And then by the end of the year, you have NBC having a channel on YouTube. And so, you know, it just really overwhelmed any other type of web news because it's just really been YouTube everywhere.
It really did. I think that, you know, it's pretty clear that's the big story. And, of course, we started this show interviewing the founder of YouTube, and he gave us kind of a scoop. He told us that the negotiations began in a Denny's. Nobody else knew that.
That's a good one.
You sent me a few links to this week on the Net at Night site. I got a few links, too, from fans and viewers about me. For instance, there were a couple of videos on YouTube that were quite popular that had something to do with me. One was my rant about the Zune, which then was followed by a responding rant from one of the famous YouTube people. I don't even know who he is, which is fine because he apparently didn't know who I was. And then the Ms. Dewey video. Did you see that one?
I saw that.
Yeah. Ms. Dewey. But she said, did you hear what she said about you?
No.
You didn't? Oh, wait, let me go to Ms. Dewey. And I'm just going to, this is a Microsoft kind of project using Microsoft's Live Search. But they use a Hispanic actress. She looks kind of like J-Lo. Turns out she was a soft porn star, apparently. But anyway, so let me just type in Amber MacArthur. So you get video. It's Ms. Dewey, MSDEWEY.com. So you get video, and she's got a real attitude, which is kind of fun. And when you type in stuff, she says stuff about the results. So I just typed in Amber MacArthur. Let's do a Ms. Dewey search on Amber. See what she says.
Method acting is another way of saying show up to the set drunk and do whatever the f*** you want.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Dewey.
Oh.
Whoa. That's cold. That's harsh.
I don't get Ms. Dewey. Okay. I'm confused because I went to the site and then you type in a question.
Yeah.
Are you looking at videos on YouTube of Ms. Dewey? Is that right?
No. If you go to MsDewey.com, it's a search engine.
Yeah, I saw that.
And they've captured all the videos. Let me play. I'm going to just do my name one more time. We'll just see what she says. She seems to say different things every time about me. Here's Ms. Dewey on Leo.
There's a reason why they call the TV the idiot box. And I think I found it.
That's cold. That's just harsh.
Wow,
that's
Leo.
That's just harsh, yeah. So anyway, she apparently knows I'm in television. The last time before the show, I searched for your name on Ms. Dewey, and she said she like you were famous, that she knew you.
I don't know about that.
Let me try it again. I just want to try it one more time to see if she says it this time.
I've never been one for the casting couch. Not when there's one of those .com chairs handy.
Whoa! Ms. Dewey! Whoa. She does, she's, okay, that's it. I'm done with Ms. Dewey.
Yeah, I'm done with her too. That's just nasty.
That's rude.
It is rude.
Ms. Dewey! But that's the idea, is it's kind of a search engine with attitude.
It really is. Yeah, I checked it out, and I didn't know who was behind it at all, because I haven't heard too much about it, but it's interesting.
Yeah. So let's go back to take the calls, shall we? Anything else you want to talk about before we do that?
No, I think that's good. I think we should take some calls and see what other people have to say.
Avila Fain, welcome to Net at Night.
Hello.
Hello, Avila.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hi there.
Can you hear me fine?
I can hear you fine.
I'm using this new VoipCheap.com, so I don't know if it's working or not.
What's it called? VoipWhat.com?
VoipCheap.com.
VoipCheap?
Correct.
It's got a little lag.
And it's free.
It's free.
Is there a lag on it? I don't know.
It's a little bit.
I don't know.
Free calls to regular phones over the internet. Wow.
Yeah, I've been on with it for an hour already, and it's running beautiful, so...
Quality's okay.
So he sounds good to me, yeah.
Yeah, but are you calling from the computer or from your phone?
I'm coming from computer.
Okay.
From my PC. And I'm running EarthCam at the same time, so it's kind of funny.
Well, I'm sending Amber video. Come to think of it, I should turn that off. You're sick of looking at me. But look, you can call anywhere in the world. Funny. You could call Rio de Janeiro and wish him Happy New Year. Look at that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Really.
Actually,
how was you guys' New Year?
Well, we haven't actually had it yet.
Yeah, we're still. It's still only
9:14. I haven't had it either.
What are you going to do, Avila?
I'm in Phoenix.
You're too young to drink, right?
I'm watching the internet stuff. No, I'm 27, so I'm too young to drink. I have heart problems though, so I can't.
Oh, well, that's fine. You know, one of the things that, in all seriousness, I'd like to say to people is this is not a good night to get in the car after you drink. Take a cab. Here in the Bay Area, Caltrain is free. BART is low price. The Muni is free. There are a lot of, you know, I think that's probably true in Toronto and around the world, too. There's, you know, no reason to drive tonight. Well, Happy New Year, yeah. Avila Fain. Now,
we have to ask you a question. Because you already gave us a link.
Okay.
So we have to ask you what your New Year's... Oh, did you hang up on it? It's okay, Leah. We have more times to try.
I think I hung up on it. Wait a minute. Let me see.
It's okay.
Avila, I hung up on it.
Ever since you got back from Mexico, you're so emotional.
I am. I cry at the drop of a hat. Did you see the video of the older Bush, President Bush, bursting into tears? It's kind of sad. He starts crying.
No.
He's talking about Jeb Bush losing the election for governor in 1994. There's another one of those YouTube videos. You know what else? Actually, this is reprehensible. The somebody had a camera phone during the hanging of Saddam Hussein, and that video is on YouTube as well. Or actually, it's on Google Video.
It's on YouTube as well.
Is it? Sorry. So what is the question we're going to ask everybody?
Okay, so we have to ask everybody to give us their favorite web link of 2006.
Okay, well, he gave us a good one.
Yeah, and I think we should also ask them their New Year's resolution since it is New Year's Eve.
Echo, 3, 2, 1. I get where your name comes from.
My favorite link would have to be Dig.
Favorite site would have to be Dig, and he is, in fact, the average age of the Dig user.
How old are you?
13. 13.
All right.
And which part of Dig do you look at the most? The news, the videos, the new podcast
tech.
Channel?
Mostly tech.
Tech. Good for you. You're a techie, huh?
Yeah.
We had a caller on my radio show today who confirmed everything Kevin said about the iPhone. He said some other interesting things, though, Amber. You might be interested. He said that the iPhone will be made out of a zirconium ceramic. It will be announced at the keynote.
Really?
Kevin was a little off on the prices, but basically right about the two batteries, the 4 and 8 gigabyte capacities. He said it. Now, here's the most interesting thing. Kevin had said that it will be unlocked GSM and CDMA. This guy said, no, it's going to be CDMA. They are working out a deal with a carrier right now. I'm guessing Verizon in the U.S. Now, that's bad news for our overseas listeners, since most of them are not CDMA capable. But for the United States, it's good. And there's CDMA in Canada, actually. I can't remember if it's TELUS. Somebody uses it. And he did confirm most of what Kevin said. He said it will sync very nicely. It'll have high-speed enhanced data rate Bluetooth 2. It will have Wi-Fi. This guy sounded really credible.
That is interesting. Well, at least it's not that Gizmodo. I heard you talking about that on Twit, how Gizmodo said the iPhone is definitely coming out. And that was, I have to say, I mean, it kind of bothered me that they did that, too. I didn't think it was funny at all.
Well, you had Mike Arrington on the Twit this week, which was great fun. And he was as angry as I was at Gizmodo and Brian Lamb. You know, Brian Lamb sent me an apology. It was a very weak apology. He said, I'm sorry. I fooled you.
There is another site.
Okay.
That's good.
What's that?
Actually, check it out. Well, actually, I'm the owner of it. Of course, it's going to be the best site to me.
And you're 13!
It's actually web.mac.com/tishanall1.
Slash what?
Tishanall1.
Tishanall1?
Yeah.
How do we spell web.mac.com/? Can you spell the edit letters?
You want me to spell it for you?
Yeah.
Okay. T S H E I N A L L. 1.
Oh, that's your name.
Yeah.
I can't find it. We always had this trouble on Call for Help. People would try to tell me their URLs, and I would be typing along. I could never figure it out.
To get a more simple URL, that should be a New Year's resolution for you for 2007.
There you go. You want what other? What is your? By the way, what's your real name? Echo 3, 2, 1. First name.
Thomas Chanel.
That's your first name. Oh, that's where the Chanel comes from. And then, what city are you calling from?
Goldsboro.
Is that North Carolina?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, Tom, what's your New Year's resolution for 2007?
You mean like goals?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get better grades in school.
Good one!
Not that I don't have any bad grades in school.
Are you an A student, seventh grader?
Yeah.
A student?
Mm-hmm.
Are you the geek that they go to in the school when something goes wrong?
No.
You're not? Carl, sure you are.
If you're an A student, I'm sure there's lots of people going to you for tech help.
Let's go to Ipswich, England, where it's already 2007. Leakey is there. Hello, Leakey.
Hi there, Amber and Leo, and a very happy New Year from England to you.
Happy New Year, Leakey.
Happy New Year to you.
What's it like in 2007? Is it all we thought it would be and more?
Absolutely, yes.
What have you been doing so far?
Being on hold to net at night so far.
That's a good way to start off the new year.
It's 2:20 in the morning there, and he's on hold. Poor guy. We appreciate your patience.
Well, yeah, it's a good excuse, because normally I'd be happily in bed by now. But thanks to New Year's Day and all that, I'm here talking to you.
Who did you kiss at midnight?
Sadly, I wasn't near anyone kissable.
Oh, no. Amber, would you blow him a kiss, poor guy? Oh, there you go. Doesn't that make your New Year's a lot happier?
That's made my year, I think.
It's that easy. I can stay home all night, Leo.
Hey, what is do you have a website pick for us?
Yes, I think not a new site, but definitely upcoming.org.
Upcoming.org, which is a great site for events and invitations. We use it. In fact, I've got an upcoming .org posting for our Mac Break special. It's going to be live from the Mac store in San Francisco, the Apple store in San Francisco, on the 9th. And you're invited, all of you. Upcoming.org.
That's a great site. What about a New Year's resolution?
I think this year is going to be getting a bit more actively involved with the whole online community. I've been online for longer than I care to remember. And I think in the early days, I was a bit more active, but I've become a bit more passive, like a TV viewer.
Yeah.
And I think
that's I love that.
The year I get a bit more involved.
So how are you going to start getting involved?
This is a good start for the year anyway. I'm not sure. I'm looking at learning Ruby on Rails at the moment. So I'm trying. I've got some ideas things I want to do with that. But sort of attending kind of geeky events and that sort of thing is something I've started doing last year and hope to continue into the new year.
Well, with any luck, Amber and I will see you in Austin, Texas in March for South by Southwest. And I think we might be doing that at night from South by Southwest.
Sounds good.
Good. Well, Happy New Year to you, Lee. What's your real name?
I'm Robert.
Robert from Ipswich, GB.
Yes, that's correct.
All right. Let's say hi to File Planet. What's your real name and where are you calling from?
It's File Planet. Rosano from Toronto.
All right.
Oh, right. A Toronto caller. Yeah, how are you
Amber
doing?
And Leo.
Hey. What are you doing tonight?
Here. Nothing much, really. I don't know. I'm waiting for something.
Waiting for something exciting to happen?
Or pizza.
One or the other. May I recommend the New Year's Eve party at the Drake? I think it's going to be fantastic.
Oh, you mean the City TV one?
No, where is City TV has theirs? Do they have that at the skating rink? Where do they have
that? That is at Nathan Phillips Square.
Nathan Phillips Square, where Amber and I did Command N a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to head down there?
I don't know. I might watch it. I don't know.
Probably I'm surprised not. They didn't make you do that, Amber.
Oh, I think they have about 6 or 8 other people who have been there for a long time who are doing it. And there's a lot of on-air people there, so I think it's they got a lot of people from like Breakfast Television, Much Music, and I don't think any of the news people are there at all.
Oh, good.
Because the news people have to work tomorrow, right?
Right, so. Right. That's kind of too bad. I'm sorry you have to work. It's very nice of you to stay up late with us tonight.
Oh, I don't mind, Leo.
So give us a website, if you would.
ScrutinizeThis.com.
ScrutinizeThis.com.
You can Google the Scrutinizer app.
It's 250 tools in one place. Ooh, this is cool.
It's basically a tool where you can submit data into various forms over the internet, but you only use one form. If you want an explanation, like you can go into the keyword section. So if you're looking for like a torrent of, let's say, Borat the movie, you can type in Borat and then you can open up in like any one of the torrents that are there.
Wow. But it's not just torrents. It's also websites like Dig.
Yeah, and it's all that other stuff.
So
this is great.
I love this. The Scrutinizer. It's kind of like a meta search tool, but it's more than searches.
Yeah. And you can also do it for URLs, too. If you're like a web developer, you can validate like different using different services. And also, you can check for different information about a site, like the popularity.
Wow.
It's a time saver.
What do you use it mostly for? Searching for torrents?
I use it mostly for videos, actually, because sometimes I'm trying to find like a rare video, and I can just open up like 6 video sites.
Wow!
But more than that, like just to test all my websites, I use the validation thing in the URL section.
Look at all this validation, accessibility, SEO, cached copies, popularity, conversion. This is fantastic.
This is really great. I've never seen it before.
Me neither. Scrutinize this. Or just do a Google for the scrutinizer.
Yeah.
And what's your New Year's resolution? Because you need one of those.
I want to throw any dead pens that I see, because I usually, if I find a dead pen in my house, I usually keep it.
I like it! It's something doable. It's something practical. It's something,
yeah,
come January
easy.
31st, you're going to say, I have done very well. I think you should choose a resolution you can win at. Don't you, Amber?
I do, too. It's something really simple, and that sounds simple. Throw away all pens that don't work anymore. Is that right? Is that what you said?
Yeah,
I think that's what you said. Okay. It's kind of like Rice-A-Roni. It's been sort of fun.
This is the what? I didn't hear what you said podcast.
By the way, the people in the chat room are trying to, they're all going to scrutinize this right now.
So you can't get
in.
It's jammed. It's jammed. I can barely use it. Thanks.
Oh my goodness.
We broke it. Well,
thanks so much for calling in.
It's a great couple of suggestions.
No,
thank you very much. Let's go to Webb. Is it Webb McMaster? What is your real name and where are you calling from?
Douglas from San Francisco, and it's pronounced Webmaster 87.
Webmaster 87. What does that mean?
A little play on words. Webmaster with a C to make a
Mac. I get it. Webmaster.
Yeah. Yes. So my link is actually something I found a few weeks ago. It's willitblend.com. Willitblend.com, and it's really funny. It's apparently this company that makes blenders, and so what they've done is they have these little episodes that dump all the weird stuff into blenders and try to blend it up. They blended an iPod, they blended toy cars, they blended
my goodness.
Food.
So
toothless uncle.
If you're in the mood for like fun, go to the Don't Try This at Home.
Yes. There's more. Most of them is don't try it at home.
So here's a good one for the holidays. They're going to blend nutcrackers. So let's listen in as they try
to... Will it blend? That is the question.
BlendTech presents Will It Blend? And now, here's your host, Tom Dixon. Oh my God, he's putting a golf club in.
Merry Christmas. Let's crack some hard nuts and some even harder nutcrackers.
He's putting a nutcracker in there. Oh, this is good. Oh no. Oh no, 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 no. It's a good thing they make these. Hey, it worked! Oh, ooh. Ooh. Seconds in, and it's doing a pretty... You know what? I'm buying one of these blenders.
They're amazing, Leo.
You know this?
That's
well, yeah, we reviewed this on Command N a couple of months ago. Brian came up with it, and I think it was on Command N. And it's pretty cool. Like, and the blenders are great. I think they use them in a lot of the good smoothie shops, and they seem fantastic.
That is an awesome blender. I mean, it blended up those nutcrackers into little pieces of wood.
My favorite.
Have you tried any of this?
When would they blend up heavy hockey pucks? But they also did one where they blended an iPod and then they sold it on eBay last week.
I gotta find the iPod. Let me see. I'm looking for the...
It's already sold though.
Oh, well, I see the hockey pucks. Oh, there's the iPod. Should we watch them blend an iPod, or is that just a little too much blending?
Will it blend?
It's a little scary,
that
but
is the question.
It.
I kind of want to hear it.
All right, I'll tell you what. I will jump forward to the actual blending of the iPod.
But I'm ready for the latest. So out with the old, in with the new.
He's got an old iPod he's going to put in there. It's like a 60 gigabyte fifth or fourth
gen.
Oh my. It's, this thing must be, this is like so industrial. But the funniest thing is he's just sitting there smiling.
Just one smoking iPod.
Was it a nano?
Now you know what I want for
fourth generation, and it did a pretty good job. It's like metal filings.
You don't have to watch all of these. They are all amazing, honestly.
Wow, we're getting some good links in.
They blend up food for their. They have this joke with this toothless Uncle
blend.
Floyd. They blend smoothies of dinners and stuff.
Oh, this is hysterical. I'm watching the hockey pucks, but we won't put that on the air. We'll just leave that for people at home.
Yeah, the Canadians aren't going to like the hockey pucks, Leo.
It's not one. It's not two. It's three 345-gram NHL regulation hockey pucks. He's got to hold the thing down. It's vibrating so fast. Oh my goodness. Oh, but it's, you know, it's, this is a good blender. So you know about these blenders.
I sure do, and I'm laughing right now because there's people in the chat room saying, don't blend my Canadian heritage.
Webmaster, that's an excellent one. What's your New Year's resolution?
My resolution actually is to get you, Leo, on my podcast.
I will. Here. You win. That's an easy one. Just tell me the...
Okay, actually, I'm going to try to be at that meetup on Thursday.
I'll be there. Are you going to bring a recorder? Can we do it there, or do you want me to do it
I think I'm going to bring my video camera and do a little special video thing.
What's the name of your podcast?
PrevueCast. PrevueCast.com.
And what do you cover?
It's kind of tech, but it's kind of more random stuff. We like to be random and do funny things, you know?
You know, it's funny because we don't want to be random, but we are, so...
Yes, we just...
At least you guys are honest.
Yeah. Embrace your randomness.
All right. Yes, that's exactly it.
Yeah. All right, hey.
Happy New Year.
Are you Lawrence or
Douglas? Thank you so much.
No, I'm Douglas.
You're Douglas. Well, it's nice to meet you, Douglas. And
yes. Happy New Year.
PrevueCast.com.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Wow, that's great. Will it blend? I just love that. Oh, I screwed up. Wait a minute. Mike Dovin, I accidentally skipped through you. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Leo.
Where are you calling from?
Here in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
All righty. Very near Talk Shoe, which is in Pittsburgh, PA.
Yeah.
So what's your website for our show today?
Well, unfortunately, it's one of my own again. It's Tecker.net, Social Peer Help Network.
Oh, yeah. We talked to you before, right?
No, you talked to my friend, or my partner. Talked to him in the pre-show on episode, I think it was 7, he said.
He's the one who...
He was trying to get on, but...
Yeah. Give us the URL again.
I'll post it into the chat room, too. So it's tecker.net, TECKER.NET.
TECKER.NET. And it's kind of a help site. And what is your resolution for 2007, Mr. Mike Dovin?
Learn PHP so I can help my partner code Tecker.
We got a lot of programmers out there. Ruby on Rails, PHP, that's great.
Yeah, hopefully PHP will help because he's been doing all the code, and I've been kind of just doing some PR stuff behind the scenes.
Excellent. So we're gonna keep an eye on Tecker.net, and good luck with the PHP. The Gnome. What's your real name, Gnome? You're not the
Josiah. Calling from Mineral Point, Wisconsin.
Mineral Point. Hello, Josiah. Happy New Year.
Hello there. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
To you, too.
I was going to recommend DesiandTier.com, or you can just Google Maxoft. They came out with the universal Macintosh version of Age of Empires 3 for the Macintosh.
Yes!
And that gave me a very happy Christmas.
Yes! That's DestinierStudios.com. Age of Empires 3 is a great game. They do Rise of Nations. They did a Universal Halo, which is nice.
And the multiplayer over the internet on that is amazing. It's still buggy, but the experience when you do get it to work is some of the best multiplayer, I think.
Dane will verify. I am holding up the Age of Empires 3 box right now.
Oh, nice.
From Maxoft.
Yeah, I love that game. Maxoft does good ports, too. Actually,
even runs on my PowerBook G4, so they ported it quite efficiently.
This is the Windows version I'm holding up, because I couldn't wait. But, I've always liked Age of Empires. What a fun game. What's your New Year's resolution?
To learn a programming language.
Anyway.
Wow.
Which one? But I already have some XML and HTML, so I want to work on something else, like either for the web or Cocoa for the Mac.
Cocoa's fun. The nice thing about Cocoa, you can write Cocoa for the Mac in any language, including Python, Perl, or Ruby. I would learn, if I were going to start today, I'd learn Ruby. And then maybe look at Rails.
You were going to try to learn Ruby, weren't you, Leo? Weren't you reading some books and experimenting?
Yeah.
sorry.
No, I did. I like Ruby a lot. I wish I had more time to program. It's funny, I was talking the other day to Jennifer, she said, aren't you bored with technology yet? I said, you know, I'm not, but what I would really love to do is have maybe 6 months off and just work on programming, because programming was my first love and the thing I like doing the best, but I don't have time to do it.
Yeah, that's how kind of I feel about just design and actually building websites and doing information architecture. I really like, I love doing that. The other day I was working just in Photoshop, coming up with some logos with something I'm working on at City, and I spent like 3 hours in Photoshop just playing around with stuff, and it was the best 3 hours ever, because yeah. You could just dive in and just, you know, kind of, you get kind of lost in it, which is a great feeling.
We got to find a way to get back to that. I mean, it's not that I know that you feel the same way. We love what we do.
Yeah.
But you got to also, you can't, if you do the same thing day in and day out, eventually you kind of want to try some other things just for recreation. And but what nerds we are. What is our recreation? More computer stuff.
Yeah, that's pretty much the extent of it. That's a bit of a problem. Maybe at the end of the show, we'll have to do our New Year's resolutions, and maybe it will be something about not being near a computer.
I will tell you my New Year's resolution later in the show, actually. I actually made one. I don't usually, but I did this time. Have you made one?
I do have one. It's kind of weird, though, because I was reading in I don't know what paper it was, but they were talking about the most common resolutions, and that's why it's nice to hear some of these people say they want to learn new things, because you hear a lot of people, you know, they want to lose weight, they want to stop smoking. It's sort of the same five or six things. Mine isn't one of those necessarily, but I will also tell mine at the end of the show.
Okay, good. I'm actually going to start smoking. That's my resolution.
Kurt,
where are you calling from today? And I was going to ask, what's your real name? What's your real name, Kurt?
Yes. Oh, the website I would have to give for you is woot.com.
First, tell us where you're calling from.
Oh, it said you were unmuted while you were saying
that. I'm sorry. Yeah, yeah.
I'm calling from Florida.
All right. And Kurt, obviously, is your real name.
Yes.
And Woot... do you buy stuff on Woot?
Yes.
Tell me what you've bought on Woot.
I got a nice $50 wireless keyboard and mouse. I was trying to get PS3, but of course this sold out.
Do you know about Woot, right, Amber?
Not so much, no.
Woot is, I think, was started by some company that sells electronics as kind of a way to get rid of overstock. But it's turned out to be very smart marketing. You know, it's kind of like Mac Heist, and you know, there are a number of sites now that really take advantage of smart internet strategy. Woot has one item. They only have a certain number to sell. It's a very good price. You have to check it every day, which is the idea behind it. I think it's very clever. It's turned selling overstock merchandise into something kind of more like a game, and I think that's why people. What is it about Woot you like, Kurt? It's not really the price, because I'll be honest with you, a $50 keyboard isn't such a great price.
I mean, I don't go for it just for the competition, but I think a lot of people like getting up at midnight every night to see what's on the site.
It grabs you.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't check the site every day. I just have it come up in my RSS, but some people do get up at midnight every night to check the deal.
They sure do. I mean, there are people who are major Woot fans. It's interesting. So what's your New Year's resolution?
My New Year's resolution would be to get my talk show podcast off the ground.
What's it going to be about?
Well, I've already done some episodes. It's called Go Debate, but I've had a problem with getting people to show up for my talkcast.
Yeah, it can be kind of tough.
What's it? But okay. So what's it? You said Go Debate.
Yes, Go Debate.
You're debating about goats.
Go Debate. Go Debate.
Okay. What's all this about people debating about goats?
And eating rice and roti.
I don't understand. What? Well, okay, go debate. Oh, so you're debating anything. It could be goats, but it doesn't have to be goats.
It could be goats. We haven't done that one yet, but maybe we'll do that this next one just for you.
I bet you if you did an episode just debating goats, that if you put that on the homepage of TalkShoe, that would be super successful.
I could say a lot about goats. We had goats. You know, there's... different kinds of goats. You got your Alpines, which are very nice, friendly goats. They make wonderful cheese, but they're a little too smart for my taste.
Hmm.
Yeah. The cheese is not from the goat. It's from the milk. Dane wants me to be clear about where the cheese comes from.
And I'm glad that Dane is there keeping you straight, Leo.
Dane, are you keeping me straight? I don't think he wants to take responsibility for that. Teddy SM. Welcome to Net at Night. Hello, Teddy.
Hi, good evening.
Where are you calling from?
Hey. My name's Kelly, and I'm calling from Hungary.
Ooh. Leo, what's your joke about?
are you saying that you are hungry, or you're actually in Hungary?
Ha, ha, ha. I haven't heard that one
yeah,
before.
Yeah, I know. She put me on the spot.
I'm sorry. I had to do it just because it's been the night of funny Leo jokes.
What's all this about Hungary? So really, you're in Hungary. That's neat.
And you sound better than anyone we've had on, I think.
I'm using a Vonage phone.
Ah, it sounds very good. What brings you to Hungary?
I've been living here for about 10 years. I have an internet consultancy business that I run here.
Oh, cool. Are you in Budapest?
That's where my office is, but I live about 70 kilometers southeast.
Where are you from originally?
Etchikamate. I'm originally from St. George, Utah.
Oh, nice.
And why Hungary?
Good opportunity, open market.
And beautiful
great
women.
People. You seem to know your geography well.
Wait a second.
Wait, hold on a minute there. So let me ask you what your site is. Is it one of your sites that you've done, or is it something else?
No, actually. My site that I have found that I've really had been looking for something like this for a long time. It's called Pixpo. P as in Paul, I-X. P again as in Paul, O, pixpo.com.
Never heard of
it. It allows you to put all your videos or pictures online, but in such a way that the videos, I've been looking for a place to upload family videos so the friends could see them, but it's such a pain to upload all those videos, and this allows you to put the videos out there on one of your computers without having to upload them.
So it just links back to your computer. You must run some little Pixpo software on the PC.
That's right.
Now that's neat.
This is really neat.
I have been incredibly impressed with it, and the speed is amazingly good. I have my entire family, all we have is laptops, but I just took one of the computers in the office and put Pixpo on that and my videos and run it off of that.
And it's completely free, as it seems.
It is, and I love it.
I'm blown away. Can you believe how many great sites there are out there? And I mean, if I'm Mr. Pixpo, I'm kind of frustrated because here I have this site that's a mind-blowingly interesting and good site, it looks like. And whoever heard of it?
I know. It's great. It's neat that people have been calling in and talking about sites that we haven't talked about before, because we've talked about a lot of sites, Leo. And so, now I'm thinking we should stay online more.
I think so. Well, I thank you very much. What a great recommendation.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. And I want to thank you guys for the recommendation. Amber, your find of Cha-Cha, that gave me some great ideas. They are a great site. They work really well. And I appreciate that recommendation a couple months ago that you gave.
Let me ask you, I mean, here you are. You're in Hungary for the last 10 years. How did you find out about us and what we're doing?
Well, I had been subscribing to Twit and kept watching the Twit site. And I enjoyed Inside the Net. And so when you launched this, then I moved over, and it's taken me 7 weeks to be able to stay up long enough in the middle of the night to be able to listen live, but finally here I am.
Hey, what time is it there?
It's 3:45 a.m.
Oh, man.
Wow.
So my 6-week-old son wouldn't go to sleep until about an hour ago.
Oh, no.
So I was up with him, so
get in bed.
Stay up this time.
Get in bed, and congratulations on your newborn. That's wonderful.
Thank you very much.
Happy New Year.
Did you marry a Hungarian woman?
I did indeed.
See, that's why he likes Hungarian women. Now we know.
Now we know.
And the women are beautiful.
They are. What's your resolution for 2007?
Well, to make more money and spend more time with my family at the same time.
Boy, if I could figure that one out, you would see a happy man here.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the difficult. That is the difficult balance to do both. But it sounds like he's got it worked out.
You're on your way.
You know, don't know if you know, I know, Amber, about Zeitgeist, which is the Google site where they talk about what people are searching for.
I love that.
And, of course, at the end of the year, every year, they do the yearly Zeitgeist. Mm-hmm. And I put a link in the Net at Night to this, but I don't know if you saw it. I hope you didn't see it yet, because I think it's just fascinating. And I'm going to test you. Are you ready?
Okay.
This is, according to Google, the number one search 2006. Take a wild guess. You'll never get it.
Nice test,
You'll
Leo.
Never get it. And you know what reminded me of it? I'll give you a hint. Pixpo.
Okay,
Pixpo reminded me of it.
Oh. Pixpo because of the name or because of what Pixpo does?
Kind of both. It's nothing. Have you ever heard of Bebo?
You know, I haven't, but I saw this on the search. What is Bebo?
The number one. I don't get this. I can't figure this out. I can only think that it's because there must be the thinnest sliver between the top search of the year and the 100th search of the year, because there's no reason why Bebo, of all things, it's kind of a MySpace for band. It's Bebo.com. I mean, I never heard of it.
Yeah.
It's kind of a MySpace for bands, but also individuals can be on there. There's a TV channels on it.
So I just went to Bebo. It's Bebo.com, Leo, is that? Or
I would guess if you do a Google for Bebo, that's what comes up. I can't think of what else they're searching for. I think it's Bebo.
Because I found Bebo. Okay. Oh, I got it.
It's the 300...
B-E-B-O.
B-E-B-O. It's the 340th most popular site on the net, according to Alexa. It's a social networking site allowing friends to communicate in various ways. It's very popular. It's kind of MySpace meets maybe YouTube a little bit.
Yeah, and they're in San Francisco. We should try to get them on.
The number one search on Google.
Yeah, you know, we should get them on.
Number two, MySpace. That makes sense. World Cup, number three. Number four, something called Meta Cafe. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, I know Meta Cafe.
You do? What is it?
Yeah, Meta Cafe. I think that's where they have, is it videos? Like a bunch of random videos?
See, I think it's very interesting that these, it's getting the best internet videos. It's a kind of another YouTube.
Yeah, this one I do know a little bit.
Isn't that interesting that look at what are the top searches on Google? Then radio blog, then Wikipedia, then video, then something called Rebelde, R-E-B-E-L-D-E. According to Wikipedia, it's a Mexican telenovel or telenovela series. Rebelde.
So random because they did the same thing for Yahoo and it's very different.
It's very different. But I think this for Google is more realistic. Now, the top news searches make sense. Paris Hilton's number one, Orlando Bloom number two, cancer number three, podcasting number four, Hurricane Katrina number five, then bankruptcy, Martina Hingis, autism, the 2006 NFL draft, and Mike Lazzaro might have had something to do with this, celebrity Big Brother 2006.
But what's funny is if you look at some of the search results, I think we talked about this before, like Yahoo's came out a while ago and on the news front, and they differ, you know, a
completely.
Lot per country. And that's what's really fun to look at them
per country.
Yeah.
Oh, the other thing that is fun that is you go to Zeitgeist because it's great. If you just do a search for Google Zeitgeist, Z-E-I-T-G-E-I-S-T, they do also things like milestones. So the top weddings, the top divorces, and the top obituaries. Number one wedding, Nicole Kidman, then Tom Cruise. Number one divorce, Paul McCartney. Number one obituary, Aaron Spelling. It's just kind of fun.
I find this stuff amazing. I mean, it's almost like looking at web stats and how, you know, if you have web stats on your blog or your site, it's so awesome to go in and find out where people are searching from and, you know, how they're getting to your site. And it's just you could look at this stuff forever.
They have a what's hot section where because I guess people will type in like, who is Borat? And so that's the number one who is site. The number one how to site is how to refinance. Then Wiki how to, which is interesting. The number one, what is site is what is Hezbollah. And the number one, define.
This is crazy.
The number one definition is define promiscuous.
And number two is define web 2.0, which is so funny. I was out with friends for dinner on Friday night, and that was the big thing is how do you define web 2.0? Define Ajax.
Calidad, ensayo. This is funny. All right, so enough of that. I just wanted to, his Pixpo made me think of that, Bebo. It's just weird. Let's take some more calls, shall we?
Yeah, definitely.
Aloiva, you're next on Net at Night. Welcome.
Jeez, Leo, it scared me.
Scared ya? I made you jump.
So Leo's full of tricks.
I am. So what? What's your real name, and where are you calling from?
My name is Sam, and I'm calling from Enumclaw, Washington.
All right. Did you survive the storms of the last few weeks?
It's been God, it was horrible.
It's been really bad.
4 days with 4 days without power, and me realize how much I love having showers.
You could be changing the name of the show right there, Leo.
I thought there was an odor, you know, it's interesting though. What would you miss if there were no power?
And
Sam says he missed showers.
Yeah.
What would you miss, Amber, if there were no power? I don't think it's showers.
Probably not so much showers. It's definitely not cooking.
Brushing your teeth.
Leo, I can't tell Leo anything before the show because it will haunt me endlessly. I told Leo that before I do Net at Night, I like to brush my teeth. I have no idea why, but it's just this thing that I have, this ritual where I like go get I eat something, I get a glass of water, and then I like to brush my teeth. And I'm not sure why that is.
It's weird, but it's adorable in some way.
It makes no sense. But anyway,
your mouth feel clean or something.
Yeah, you have to clean mouth.
You'd be better talking.
Seriously, Amber, if the power went out, would it be the computer, the internet, that you would miss the most?
Probably. Because I probably spend the most time on the internet compared to doing anything. Because I could imagine I could do pretty much everything else. Like, you can have candles. I don't really cook. I can eat sort of random pieces of food. But
Kashi bars
and almonds. But yeah, probably the internet. I think that would be... What about you, Leo?
It's funny. I don't think it would be technology so much. In fact, I might even go... Whew, whew. But I think, you know, I would miss... electric lights, because I would like to read. If I couldn't read, if I could read by candlelight, I guess that'd be all right. But I don't know if
that's the thing.
I don't know if I could.
Get sleepy, though.
Yeah, I would get sleepy. I get sleepy anyway when I read. So give us a website, Sam.
My favorite website, this isn't a website from this year, but it started to gain popularity this year, is ourmedia.org.
Yes. You know, we ought to give them more credit for what a good job they're doing.
Yeah.
The reason why I like it is because... me and my friends within our school, we have a video productions class, and we make little movies and like show them for the class and stuff. And so we want to start hosting them, and we thought, oh, let's host it on YouTube. But then my brother said, no, you shouldn't do that, because then you're under the YouTube copyright.
Right.
You know, saying that they own it. And he pointed me out to our media, and he's in college, so he like knows all these little indie websites and everything like that. So he pointed me out there, and it was really cool because you can make your own copyright on your own material, and I thought that would be really good because I'm also an up-and-coming, just barely starting music composer. So I thought, I finally have a place to put music. So
I feel a little guilty because we used to post everything on Twitter up there and so forth, and I just I got lazy.
Yeah,
I think our media is great.
Yeah, it's good for startups or people who just want to put stuff on there, but they don't have the money, time, or technique to get hosting and a website and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
What kind of movies are you making?
Well, usually we just make like little comedic movies. The one that we did last was this one about this cynic who had to go to a counselor and also had to go to a counseling session with a girl who's afraid of super glue.
Of super glue. I think that's...
Who's not?
Yeah.
Well, she was afraid of super everything. Super glue, super Walmart.
Superman?
Everybody should be afraid of super Walmart.
What about Superman?
I'm afraid of Superman.
No, we didn't have Superman. We should have had Superman. That would be funny. Okay. Well,
and go back and edit it.
sorry.
She's really good at ideas, let me tell you. She's an idea.
Just like, call Amber. Let's see. Yeah. Amber, we need
Amber,
a movie idea.
We need an idea. Like, give us an idea.
She's afraid of Superman. Every time she sees him, she runs away.
Yeah.
Brewster Kahle of the Internet Archives puts up the money and the bandwidth for our media. J.D. Lassica does a lot of work on it. We've talked to both of us, Amber and I have talked to J.D. Mm-hmm. And really, I think that's I agree with you, Sam. That's an important one not to forget.
Yeah.
And what is your resolution?
Actually, I have two. My first one is to actually attempt getting my driver's license, because driving is important.
Driving is hard.
Yeah. Oh, it is, especially in this state, because everybody's a horrible driver.
Yeah.
And my second thing would probably don't be so making smart alecky
snotty
comments from everything.
No more snarky.
Snarky is a good word.
Isn't that a good word? I love that.
It's kind of impulsive for me, you know. Just, you know, when they throw the ball underhand, you just got to hit it out of the park.
All right. No more underhandedness. No more snarkiness. You know, we're almost out of time. 3 minutes left.
I guess we should do our resolutions, Leo.
Yes. My resolution is to work less. And I'm working on it. I tried to get out of the radio show. They wouldn't let me. They keep pulling me in. So I've decided I told you this. I'm going to work shorter hours, come in later in the day. I'm going to work out every morning. I'm going to hire an editor to edit this stuff, so I don't have to do that anymore. So working less is my resolution. What's yours, Amber?
Are you still going to be on Google Talk, Leo? Leo can't get away from me.
I will still be bugging you on Google. Me? Yeah, I think I'm bugging you, don't you think?
Oh, no.
Yes, I will stay on Google Talk.
I think my biggest resolution is really I want to definitely try to be a little more environmentally friendly. And
good.
One of the things I want to do is get a hybrid car. I definitely want to do that in the next few months. So if anyone has any suggestions about what type of car I should get, that would be very helpful.
Excellent.
I think, you know, that's one of the big things for me. And, you know, as far as working less, I should probably do that as well, but I doubt that.
No, you'll never do it. You're the hardest working woman I know.
Oh, I don't know about that.
And I'm glad you were here on New Year's Eve when you could be out partying with the glitterati of Toronto. You stayed at home with your fire and your sofa and your microphone, and you did that at night.
All the people who are listening in, I mean, this is so much fun. I was definitely looking forward to it.
I love it. Around the world, and thanks to TalkShoe, we're really excited about where Annette at Night is going. We have lots of great plans. We're so glad you're here. Now, what I'd like to do, instead of doing the good night from Annette at Night, I'd like to sing Auld Lang Syne, because you know what? In about a minute, it's going to be Happy New Year Buenos Aires.
Buenos Aires.
So shall we sing?
What's the link again to the author?
RobertBurns.org. It's too late for that because the band is starting up, and I'm going to unmute everybody. We're all going to sing Old Acquaint. Everybody now, be forgotten. Happy New Year, everybody. I want you to do the countdown with me in about 30 seconds. We're all going to sing Happy New Year. Amber, Happy New Year. Here. It's been great having you all. We're going to see you next week on Net at Night. Ready? Here we go.
Yes.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Happy New Year!
Oh, yeah, happy birthday to Ray Cerrone.
Happy birthday, Ray Cerrone.